Listener supported. WNYC Studios.
Hey, it's Latif from Radiolab. Our goal with each episode is to make you think, how did I live this long and not know that? Radiolab. Adventures on the edge of what we think we know. Listen wherever you get podcasts.
And now, the next installment of our week-long series devoted to modes of transportation other than the car. Today, biking. It's one way to get around the city while getting your exercise at the same time. Who needs gym membership when you can work out on your commute? Did you know the average commute time on a bicycle in New York City is 35 minutes? That's according to city statistics just out today. Well, with me now to talk about her experience living the bike life in New York is Talia Lempert, a bike enthusiast and full-time bicycle artist, it says here. Talia, welcome to WNYC. Hi.
Hi, Brian. Thanks for having me.
Are you a full-time bicycle artist?
Yeah.
What does that mean?
Well, I make my living painting pictures of bicycles.
And you sell these paintings?
Yeah. Mostly online. I have a website, bicyclepaintings.com.
Mm-hmm. And how much is the actual cycling a part of your life?
Well, cycling has been my main transportation since about 96. And I pretty much ride everywhere.
So I guess you save a lot of money on transportation costs that way.
Yeah. In the average year, I spend well under $200 on local transportation.
Wow. You get a $76 monthly Metro card?
No.
No, because you don't ride enough.
Yeah, I really, you know, I don't take the subway very much, like a few times a year.
So you really ride in traffic a lot.
Yeah.
How does that go?
Well, it's actually fine. I think you can ride at different comfort levels. You need to be careful. I think, like, the three things I'm most careful about are making sure I'm alert for doors to ride far enough away from the parked cars.
Oh, now that's so interesting, because rather than the moving vehicles, you're actually more afraid of the parked vehicles.
Well, people can open their doors suddenly, where with moving vehicles, you see them moving.
Uh-huh.
So you can be surprised with the doors. But I'm also careful in traffic. I ride in a straight line and try not to, you know, swerve without, you know.
Do you have favorite major north-south routes in Manhattan?
Yeah, I love going up First Avenue, and I love coming down Broadway.
How come those?
Well, First Avenue is really fast. There's not a lot of cross streets. And Broadway is really nice because it's at a diagonal, and it's kind of fun where it hits the intersections. I love going around Union Square is really nice.
Hmm. So do you head to the perimeter much and take the, you know, the Hudson River bike route or the East River one to the extent that it exists?
Those can be fun to ride on. Sometimes I'll make an effort to take them, but I'm pretty comfortable with traffic, too.
Yeah. Do you like what Bloomberg's doing? He's talking a lot about bicycles as part of Plan YC 2030.
Yeah, I think it's great. I think I'm all for it.
Did you start to see the city in a different way when you started taking your bike?
Absolutely. Before I started riding, I took the subway pretty much everywhere. I lived in Brooklyn, and I got to know the city just kind of around the different subway stations.
Mm-hmm.
And didn't have as much of a sense of how it was all connected. And riding everywhere, you really get a feeling for the city.
You know, a city study released last year said 225 cyclists had been killed in the last decade. Does it give you pause?
Yeah, yeah, it does. I mean, there's too much traffic. But, you know, I think that you can be careful, and I think conditions are improving as more people are riding.
Have you had any near misses?
No, well, you know, I mean, there's every once in a while, you know, you go, yikes.
Yeah,
but,
so,
right,
but you can't think of any that are too concrete, which is a good sign. You know what I wonder about biking to work all the time it doesn't have to be the height of summer to break out in a sweat on the way. So unless your job has a shower room, you know, maybe the odor you inflict on your coworkers or embarrassment you inflict on yourself is too high a price to pay for some people.
I don't know. I mean, I don't think that's true. I think that you can ride in a way where it's not too much exercise. I mean, there's a big difference between commuting to work and racing or training. And I have friends who commute to jobs where, you know, they have to dress up and they bring a change of clothes.
The average cycle time, according to a website that we looked at, is, I mean, the average commute time for cyclists is 35 minutes.
Mm-hmm.
Funny, that's more than for most people getting to work, where the average commute time is a little less than that. But, of course, you get something out of that 35 minutes.
Yeah. There's some places that are, you know, further away. A lot of rides are shorter than that. And getting places by bike is a lot of fun, too. Like, I'm always really just jazzed up when I get where I'm going.
Do you, well, I know some people who actually lament the rise in the popularity of biking in the city. They think the crowded cycle paths are annoying and less experienced cyclists on the road can be dangerous for the real bikers. Are you in that camp at all?
Not at all. I think the more the merrier. I think it's great, the increase in cyclists. I think it makes it safer for everybody.
Talia Lempert, a bike enthusiast and full-time bicycle artist. What's that website again to see your paintings?
It's bicyclepaintings.com.
And we've linked from our site, too, so you can go to WNYC.org and click on Brian Lehrer Show to get there. Thanks for joining us. Good luck.
Thank you.